This is the CAMS closing market recap for Wednesday, July 29. Stocks sold off broadly on day one of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting. The S&P 500 fell about 1.5%, the Nasdaq 100 dropped 2%, the Dow lost a little over 2%, and the small-cap Russell 2000 slipped about 1.6%. Volatility woke up in a big way. The VIX jumped more than 13% to finish near 20.7, back above the 20 mark, and a clear sign of nerves heading into tomorrow's decision. Under the hood, it was a defensive day. 9 of the 11 sectors closed lower. Energy was the standout, up nearly 2%, consumer staples eked out a small gain, and real estate finished essentially flat. At the other end, industrials fell more than 3%, technology dropped about 2.6%, and financials gave back 1.6%. Breadth inside the Dow told the same story. Just 7 of the 30 components advanced while 23 declined. Dow Inc., Salesforce, and Chevron led the winners. Caterpillar was the hardest hit with a slide of nearly 7%, followed by Goldman Sachs and Nvidia. The day's character in one sentence, a broad risk-off session ahead of a Fed decision, with money rotating toward energy and staples while cyclical and growth names took the brunt of the selling. Tomorrow's calendar comes down to one event, the FOMC rate decision. The desk will be watching how volatility and sector leadership behave once the decision hits the tape. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curve.headmarketstrategies.com.